This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Governor Jay Nixon says a clause in the income tax cut bill he vetoed could have triggered a $1.2 billion run on the state treasury because the cuts could apply retroactively to the last 3 years. Attorney General Chris Koster agreed with Nixon's legal analysis this past week as Republicans consider overriding the veto. But the dollar amount projection remains largely hypothetical. The Missouri bill would trigger a 0.5% reduction in state income taxes if the federal government enacts a measure making it easier for states to collect online sales taxes. That bill has stalled in the U.S. House, but if that federal bill passed and Republicans overrode the veto of the state bill, all of Missouri's roughly 2.8 million income taxpayers would have to amend 3 years of tax returns for Nixon's projections to hit the mark in a single year. Courts also likely would have to determine whether the retroactive tax refund is legal. Missouri Republicans could override Nixon's veto in next week's veto session. A Missouri appellate court in Springfield will hear arguments next week in the case of a woman from Guatemala who says she did not consent to her son's adoption by a Southwest Missouri couple. The Joplin Globe reports the boy is now 6 years old. He was adopted in 2008 after his biological mother, Encarnacion Romero, got caught up in an immigration sweep at a Barry County poultry plant. Romero has been seeking custody since being released from jail on immigration violations. She wants to overturn a ruling that terminated her parental rights. Drought conditions are again plaguing the northern half of Missouri, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report. Marshall Griffin has the details.
Right now, a large portion of north-central Missouri is experiencing severe drought, with most of the rest of northern Missouri in moderate drought. Anthony Artusa is with NOAA's Climate Prediction Center at the University of Maryland.
In fact, northern Missouri has been like most of the surrounding states in that area in that it has been experiencing only very recently a rapid deterioration in the drought conditions and crop conditions there.
Artusa says one upside to the current drought is that the dry ground will make it easier for farmers to harvest their crops. Meanwhile, he adds that the current long-range forecast shows a slightly better chance for precipitation over the next 3 months. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Some of the state's smallest counties aren't prepared to issue concealed carry permits, even though a law giving them that responsibility took effect last week. The Southeast Missourian reports the holdup is occurring in small third-class counties. Ballinger County Sheriff Darren Schell says small counties like his are waiting to receive grant money from the Missouri Sheriffs Association to purchase software that allows them to issue the permits. County sheriffs already had the responsibility of receiving concealed carry applications, reviewing applicants' backgrounds, and issuing paper permits. Now they'll issue the permits, too. Under the old law, recipients took the paper permits to a local licensing office overseen by the Department of Revenue to receive a photo ID card noting their concealed carry status. That practice ended following a controversy in state government involving the copying of those documents and the release of them to a federal investigator. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.